All right, let's dive in. Today, we're tackling the remarkable life and impact of Dolores Huerta, a powerhouse of labor rights, feminism, and civic action. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp. Here's what you need to know. 7 essential facts about Dolores Huerta you can bank on for class, quizzes, and beyond. Harness Huerta's history to hone your knowledge. Let's get right to it. Fact number 1. Dolores Huerta co-founded the National Farm Workers Association in 1962. Let's keep it simple. Alongside Cesar Chavez and Gilbert Padilla, Huerta helped launch the NFWA to organize agricultural workers shut out of basic protections. The NFWA later merged with AWOC and became the United Farm Workers. This is key. Huerta wasn't just a supporter, she was a strategist, fundraiser, and lead negotiator. Think of it this way, she built the organizing backbone that turned local grievances into a national movement. Test yourself. What organization did Dolores Huerta co-found in 1962? Correct answer. National Farm Workers Association. Memory Aid. Dolores, Dream, NFWA's team. Moving on. Fact number 2. Huerta was a key figure in the Delano grape strike of 1965. The main idea. Filipino grape workers, led by Larry Itliong, walked out. The NFWA joined days later, and together they sparked a 5-year push powered by strikes and boycotts. Huerta organized boycotts across California and the East Coast. She adapted from risky secondary tactics to legal consumer boycotts that pressured major chains. By 1970, contracts raised wages, added pesticide safety rules, funded healthcare, and set up a union hiring process. Here's the takeaway. The strike fused farm towns with national consumers, and Huerta was one of the architects of that bridge. Quick check. In what year did the Delano grape strike begin? Correct answer, 1965. Memory Aid. Grapes for Justice in 65 kept the movement alive. Next up. Fact number 3. By the 1980s, Huerta championed women's reproductive rights. Early on, she opposed abortion and contraception. But over time, she reassessed, identifying as a feminist, and later calling herself a born-again feminist. Working with the Feminist Majority Foundation, she trained and encouraged Latina women to run for office through the Feminization of Power campaign. Remember this, her evolution mirrored broader shifts in Chicana and labor feminism, centering bodily autonomy as part of worker and community power. Test yourself. What rights did Huerta champion by the 1980s? Correct answer, women's reproductive rights. Memory Aid. In the 80s, Huerta hailed women's health. Fact number 4. In 2002, Huerta founded the Dolores Huerta Foundation. Let's get to the point. She used her PUFFIN, or Nation Prize, to seed a grassroots hub in Bakersfield focused on civic education and leadership. The DHF's United Neighbors model trains residents to interact with local government, winning real improvements in sidewalks, lights, sewers, and more. Building off that idea, the foundation continues expanding its footprint, even breaking ground on a Peace and Justice Cultural Center in Kern County. Quick check. When was the Dolores Huerta Foundation established? Correct answer, 2002. Memory Aid, 2002, DHF grew. Fact number 5. In 2012, Huerta received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This one's a must-know. President Barack Obama honored her decades of leadership in labor rights, civil rights, and community organizing. It's a capstone that signals national recognition. But remember, she kept organizing before and after that moment. Test yourself. What honor did Huerta receive in 2012? Correct answer, Presidential Medal of Freedom. Memory Aid. In 2012, Huerta's Freedom Medal swelled. Fact number 6. The rallying cry, Si se puede, is often attributed to Huerta. It means, yes, we can, and has energized movements far beyond farm labor. Here's what you need to know. While origins inside the movement are sometimes described collectively, Huerta's voice helped popularize and embody the slogan's spirit of collective power. It connected picket lines, pulpits, campuses, and consumers. A shortcut from despair to determination. Quick check. What phrase is attributed to Dolores Huerta that means, yes, we can? Correct answer. Si, se puede. Memory aid. Si, se puede. Let justice invade. Fact number 7. Huerta's activism included strong support for LGBTQ rights. Let's keep it simple. As early as the 1970s, the UFW publicly backed adding sexual orientation to civil rights protections. Huerta herself campaigned for marriage equality and kept speaking at pride events into recent years. This connects to what we covered earlier. Coalition building was her superpower, linking labor struggles to broader fights for dignity and non-discrimination. Test yourself. Which rights did Huerta support that showed her commitment to inclusivity? Correct answer. LGBTQ rights. Memory aid. LGBTQ. Huerta's view. All right, let's continue with a rapid recap. You've got this. Recap. Fact number 1. What organization did Dolores Huerta co-found? Correct answer. National Farm Workers Association. Recap. Fact number 2. When did the Delano grape strike begin? Correct answer. 1965. Recap. Fact number 3. Which rights did Huerta advocate for by the 1980s? Correct answer. Women's reproductive rights. Recap. Fact number 4. When was the Dolores Huerta Foundation established? Correct answer, 2002. Recap. Fact number 5. What award did Huerta receive in 2012? Correct answer, Presidential Medal of Freedom. Recap. Fact number 6. What does si se puede mean? Correct answer, yes we can. Recap. Fact number 7. Which rights did Huerta support showing her inclusivity? Correct answer, LGBTQ rights. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.